Breitbart Business Digest, March Inflation Looms Over Wall Street. By John Carney on April 9, 2024. Inflation has arisen from the dead. There's a specter haunting Wall Street. The specter of resurgent inflation. The major inflation indexes have been rising, giving rise to a debate about whether this is a bump in the road back to the Fed's 2% target or evidence that inflationary pressures have re-emerged despite a monetary policy the Fed claims is restrictive. The rise in the Consumer Price Index, CPI, accelerated in each month since November, culminating in the February figure that works out to 5.4% annualized. That was the highest since August of last year. The three-month average annualized figure came in at 4.0%, above the six-month figure of 3.2%, indicating a trend toward higher inflation. The Personal Consumption Expenditure, PCE, Price Index, which the Federal Reserve uses as the basis for its inflation target and forecasts, came in at a very hot annualized 4.6% in January and 4.1% in February. This means that inflation was running at more twice the Fed's 2% target as the year began. The Producer Price Index for final demand rose by 0.6% in February, a big jump from the 0.3% increase in January and the small decline in December. Annualized, it works out to 6.9%. This was largely driven by a big jump in energy prices. Importantly, the index of core processed goods for intermediate demand rose 0.5% for the month, or 6.3% annualized. That speaks of a lot of underlying inflationary pressure. Will inflation stay on the march? When the government releases the March Consumer Price Index on Wednesday, there will be a lot of focus on whether the trend toward higher inflation continues. Wall Street expects a bit of cooling from the February figures. The consensus forecast is for both core and headline month-to-month CPI to fall from 0.4% to 0.3%. The Cleveland Fed's inflation forecast agrees, with headline projected to rise 0.34% and core to rise 0.31%. One reason Wall Street expects the CPI to moderate is that it sees core goods prices falling. Wholesale used car prices point to a decline in the CPI measure of used cars, and new car prices appear to be falling as dealers increase inventories. The surge of inflation in the PPI's measure of processed goods for intermediate demand, however, points in the opposite direction. That creates the potential for an upside surprise on the good side of the CPI report, although the timing of transmission from intermediate goods to consumer goods is very unpredictable. Note that S&P Global's Purchasing Manager survey for March found that average selling prices charged by goods producers rose at the fastest rate for 11 months. S&P economist Chris Williamson noted that there was an especially steep rise in prices charged for consumer goods, which the survey shows rose at a pace not seen for 16 months. Core services are also seen as cooling. This rose 0.46% in February, which rounded up to 0.5%. Airfares are seen as rising at a much slower pace or even falling. Auto insurance inflation, which has been scaldingly hot, is likely to cool at some point. Inflation in education and communication services is expected to cool. But these could be more than offset by increases in health insurance and medical care inflation and stubborn shelter inflation. Even if inflation does cool on a month-to-month basis, it is likely that the year-over-year headline inflation figure will come in higher as the low inflation figure from a year ago gets dropped from the 12-month calculation. Wall Street sees 12-month headline CPI rising 3.5% from the previous month's 3.2%. The Cleveland Fed's forecast has headline inflation rising to 3.41%. A hot report could spook the Fed. So, what will this mean for the Fed? The Fed Funds futures market currently implies a 57% chance of a quarter-point cut in June. A report in line with expectations is likely to bolster confidence in a June cut, especially if there is cooling in the core services excluding shelter measure that Fed officials have focused on. If inflation cools even more than expected, the odds of the rate cut are likely to soar. The Fed has made it very clear that it wants to cut interest rates, so there is an asymmetry in the analysis. 1 month of good inflation data will easily be allowed to outweigh 2 or 3 months of bad inflation data. As we have indicated above, our view is that there's a significant risk that inflation comes in hotter than expected. If this comes about, hopes for a June cut will likely crash. The odds of a July cut, currently around 75%, are also likely to fall. Forecasts for year-end rates would likely be raised from the current projection of around 4.75% to 5%. Why would inflation be on the rise despite the Fed's supposedly restrictive monetary policy? One explanation is that the Fed may simply be wrong about the stance of monetary policy. While raising rates tightens policy and likely puts short-term disinflationary pressure on the economy, holding the rate steady is less effective because the economy is flexible to adjust to the new level of interest. In short, the Fed stopped hiking last July, so current rates are no longer exorcising inflation.